Hey bitches, welcome back or welcome to the It's Nap Time podcast. I'm your host Natalie, and if this is your first time coming across this, welcome. Stay a while, and if this is not your first rodeo, welcome the fuck back. As always, to set the record straight, hot bitches respectfully listen to It's Nap Time podcast. I am so excited for everyone that has already received their merch that they bought from my website. We have quite a few options on there, and there are actually a few more drops for the spooky season. Keep your eyes peeled for literally once the clock strikes midnight on November 1st, we're going to get the ball rolling for Christmas, because I know not everyone is a spooky bitch, but I hope you guys are having a great fucking day. As we all know, Riverside and I, we're not best friends, right? But I figured, you know, I'm still a work in progress. The podcast is, you know, obviously it's nothing professional yet, but it is what I love to do. And to those of you that listen to every single episode, you truly mean the fucking world to me. But yeah, just like know that we have some necessary changes being implemented, and I'm just going to show up for you guys every single week. So welcome to today's episode. Today is October 9th. You're going to be listening to this on October 10th, 10:10. And let me just tell you guys how my morning started, all right? So I woke up around like 5. Actually, I woke up at 3, and I hate when I wake up at 3 because I'm like, bitch, that's the witching hour. Need to go back to sleep right now. And I had to pee, but I was like low-key scared. And then I woke up at 5, and I was like, ugh, okay, I should go pee now. Could not fall back asleep. I was half awake. And then Anthony got up to shower around like 7. And something about running water just like, I don't know, it just puts me back to sleep. It always has. And I was in the mood for a coffee, even though I was having like horrible cramps. I, you know, a bitch wanted a coffee. I wanted my new hyperfixation coffee, which is apparently leaving come the end of October. But I have been obsessing over the iced pecan crunch oat milk latte. It is so fucking good. That was me stirring it for you guys. I hope that picked up on the microphone. It is so delicious, and I'm not a huge Starbucks girly anymore. I am a Dunkin' connoisseur, if you even dare to call me that. But I also love a good at-home coffee. My at-home coffee is better than Starbucks and Dunkin' on a normal day, but this iced pecan crunch oat milk latte has not failed me yet. No, ma'am. I also tried the apple crisp oat milk macchiato. That was pretty good. It reminded me of the like hot apple cider, spice cider, whatever. The one that's year-round, but I love getting that. The medicine ball, guys, is actually so good. Like, I know it's not medicine, but okay. I'm getting a bit ahead of myself. So I wanted the coffee. Anthony got me the coffee. So nice of him, right? And I went to go meet him downstairs in the lobby for my coffee. Now, there's two ways to go. You can either go out the side door or out the lobby door. And to go out the lobby door, you walk past my garage, which my garage and storage unit are like catty corner to each other. And I see this big puddle of water near my storage unit. And I'm like, the fuck is that? Right? My first thought was, okay, did Anthony like bring down a trash can of ours, a trash bag, and it like leaked? I'm like, as I get further, I'm like, absolutely not. That is a huge puddle. And I see it literally seeping out from underneath these storage unit doors. I'm like, fuck this. I unlock the storage unit, and yeah, there's big puddles everywhere. Thankfully, our like expensive stuff was on the opposite side of it, and this had like just happened because Anthony walked down that same way like 10 minutes prior and it wasn't there. But we did get like our suitcases are a little wet, and like our festival stuff had a few drops of water on it, and there's a huge leak, like the leak marks or whatever, you know, like on the ceiling, the stains all the way like from above, whoever's in the apartment above our garage, because we're on the fourth floor. And so whoever's on the second and third floor in that area must have fucking done something. And they're not fessing up. They're literally trying to blame it on us, saying that we did XYZ when it was only Anthony who showered and we did not run our washer this morning. I haven't done laundry since like 5 p.m. yesterday. So they're getting it handled. And, you know, that's just like never a dull moment in this apartment complex, truly. So thankfully, I, you know, got my coffee, because otherwise the leak would have continued to get worse and it would have ruined something. And, you know, thankfully we have renter's insurance, which that's kind of fucking crazy to have for an apartment. But I guess, like, you know, if you're renting, you have renter's insurance. Hashtag adulting. I wonder how much a month we pay for that. Anyways, so today's episode is called Thought Daughter Fall. When I first heard Thought Daughter Fall, I won't even lie to you guys, I thought it was T-H-O-T. And I won't lie, I did think it was T-H-O-T, Daughter Fall. Sorry, the train came by and like actually just like sent me into a parallel universe where I had no idea what the fuck was going on. Anyways, and to those of my listeners that may not know what thought is, a thought, the T-H-O-T, is essentially like, you know, being a hoe. And I was like, okay, period. Like, if that's the vibes, I'm always down for the hoe-ish vibes, right? But no, it's thought, like thinking. And I guess that is a little bit more applicable to my life because I am an overthinker and I have big emotions, as we know, in my merch, big emotions, bigger titties. Anyways, so one thing I love about this day and age is how we just come up with little things like Thought Daughter Fall, Brat Summer, Pilgrim Girl Autumn, just all the things, or like Coastal Grandma Summer, whatever. It really is the little things that make life fun and exciting and gives meaning when the world can feel truly just completely too large to assign meaning to. And I'm here for it, you know? So today's episode, while it is going to be about Thought Daughter Fall, it's also going to be about taking the steps to prevent seasonal depression, because I am no stranger to it now with being here for, okay, wait, I just realized yesterday was our 2-year mark being in this apartment. And what a way to celebrate 2 years than to have our fucking storage unit have a leak in it. Slay queen. Anyways, I need to stop talking about that because then the management people are probably going to come up to my apartment again, because they came up like an hour ago asking to check our washer area, which is like a 2x2, and our bathroom area, but whatever. I hope they don't come up anymore. Even though the guy that comes up, like, he's a chill guy. Oh, slay, my Amazon dress I ordered is supposed to be here in a few hours. You know, that's the vibes. Have you guys been shopping for Amazon Prime Day? I have a whole bunch of things linked in my storefront, which I need to be better at, but I did snag a few things. I got teeth whitening strips. I got a workout set. Got these cute platform heels. A better heatless curler, like a super soft one. And what else did I get? More of my vitamins from Love Wellness. And a cute little dress. I think that was everything. There are these super cute clogs on there that are like dupes of the, like, a really expensive brand of them. And, you know, I love that we're in the age of dupes because why the fuck not? Anyways, I am no stranger to seasonal depression, and if you aren't either, hopefully we can implement some of these tips and tricks and strategies into our day-to-day to, you know, fight this as much as possible. So these are my ways to, I guess, prevent seasonal depression to the best of my ability. Map out a routine that I truly want to do. So I'm someone that if I, like, put my, you know, all my effort towards something, I will stick with it until I have that one slip-up day. And that's really bad of me because you're supposed to give yourself a break, you know, like on the seventh day, Jesus said rest or whatever. Okay, I'm a Christian, so whenever I say whatever, I'm not like dismissing it. I just, you know, don't quote me on the Bible. Don't quote me on science, as my besties at You're Pretty Also would say. So when I get started on something, if I have an off day, I will kind of fall off the wagon, which I'm really trying to work on with myself and give myself grace and be empathetic. That's a word, right? Yeah. Be empathetic towards myself as I am towards every other person in this world, but map out a routine that I want to do, whether if it's daily, every few days, weekly, monthly, maybe it's just something you do in the morning, something you do at night, whatever works best for me and you. I actually started my own version of a little glow up challenge. It is called the 30-day girly glow up, and let me just read it to you guys. It started on, was it the 5th? I started this on, please hold, Friday, October 4th, and it ends November 3rd on a Sunday. So this is what we're going to do daily. We have two different categories, the body, the mind, and the soul. And if you follow me on Instagram or TikTok, like, I've been posting little vlogs about this. But daily, we're going to journal, have a music jam dance sesh, have at least 20 grams of protein, dress ourselves like we're our own Barbie, so just like, you know, getting fun with it, drinking at least 2 cups of water every single day, having some sort of intentional movement for 30 minutes, whether this is yoga, dancing, walk, gym, taking a little class, like a, I don't know, Pilates class, just really anything. Even if it's housework, just being a little bit more intentional with it and, you know, you're still moving around. Then 3 times a week, we're going to have intentional skincare. I know some people might do that more often. I definitely do it daily, but for the sake of the challenge, because I did want other girlies to join in, at least 3 times a week. And you know, some days you're just not feeling it. Some days you just want to wash your face, throw on some face lotion, and call it a day. Listen to an uplifting podcast 3 times a week. You know, there's this girl named Natalie, and she has a podcast called It's Nap Time. I really recommend it. She's a little crazy, but the vibes are there. Call or FaceTime a loved one weekly. Partake in an old hobby weekly. 1 glow-up activity every single week. So that could be, I don't know, a body scrub, shaving, doing your nails, trying a new hairstyle, doing a face mask, eye mask, self-tan, hair oil, body oil. Literally anything that you like to do that makes you feel better. Maybe you do teeth whitening. Whatever it is, do it. And 1 time throughout the entire 30 days, we're going to read a book. Now, I still need to get a book. I am, as I've probably said for the past year, trying to step into my reading era, because when I did the 75 Hard, I read like 3 books. They were all nonfiction and I did love them. I loved the Mark Manson, The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck. That was actually amazing. And then there was another book by him that I got that I did not finish reading, but I'm here for the fiction, baby. Now that we have touched on that, we are going to talk about the fall activities, bitch, that you need to be taking advantage of, because somehow, some way, people like to judge people for trying to embrace fall once it hits September, which, bitches, it's the burr months. September, October, November, December. We only have 4 months out of the, what, 12 months of the year? Not even half of the year to enjoy this. So, I mean, you could do some of these things in January because it's still giving cold, but you're probably going to be a little bit more judged, and a lot of these activities probably won't even be around come December. So let's dive in. Number one, pumpkin patches. Need I say more? Hay rides, corn mazes, haunted houses, apple picking, pumpkin picking, making a boo basket, whether if it's for your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your best friends, or you're just yourself. You can make one for your mom, your dad, your brother, your nephew, and your niece, whoever. Booing your neighbors. I love booing. I haven't done it in so long, and I wanted to do it when we moved into our apartment, but like, these people just don't give off the vibes. I'm sorry. But if you've never heard of booing, it's basically where like you get this piece of paper that says like, oh, you've been booed, pass on to the next, and you will, you know, just like drop off a little piece of like candy or just something fun with it. Getting the best candy for trick-or-treaters or yourself, honestly. Guys, we went to Target probably the second to last week of September. They had the best fucking candy out there. And when I was a little kid trick-or-treating, you would just know like which houses were the rich houses because, bitch, they would give you the king-size version of the Reese's or the Nerds Rope or the chocolate bars or whatever. They would have the best candies or the king-size of the Skittles. And come to realize that if you just buy that candy earlier than October, they are way cheaper than if you just go to the store and buy like 20 of the king size of the Reese's. That's what I thought these bitches were doing. No, they were just ahead of the game. And I mean, as they should be, because one thing about my parents is my mom always wants my dad to get the Halloween candy earlier. And, you know, he always gets the candy the week of Halloween. And it's the gross variety pack, but he's like, I'm not eating it, so why do I care? But guess what? Your girl is going to be the one eating it, so I will be getting it earlier. Halloween costume parties, fall festival events in your town. One thing about where I live is they're always doing some cute little fall festival thing, and I am here for it. Coffee dates with your girls or your boyfriend or your family or even just by yourself. Take yourself out for a nice time and, you know, treat yourself. Make holiday treats. I am obsessed with the Pillsbury holiday cookies, as I'm sure most of you are, but I also got put onto the chocolate chip variation of the holiday cookies, where basically you take the chocolate chip cookies. Yes, I know this recipe by heart. Preheat the oven to 350, put them in for 5 minutes, put the Pillsbury cookies on top of the chocolate chips, right? Stay with me. And then put it in for about 9 to 11 minutes. I typically put it in for 9, do another minute so it's 10. And then I let it sit on the pan on top of the stove for like a minute or two so it gets hard. Well, not completely hard, but like harder. And they're so fucking good, guys. Drinking apple cider, drinking the fun seasonal drinks from Dunkin', Starbucks, your local place, wherever, because they're called seasonal for a reason. All right. And they're gonna go away. So, like I said, my pecan crunch latte, just realized yesterday it's dipping out in like, I don't know, 3 weeks. And I'm trying to only have that coffee on the weekend. So, but you know, today was an exception. That means like only six more times drinking this until next year. That's fucking crazy. And watching The Vampire Diaries, Pretty Little Liars, Halloween Town, Hocus Pocus, Hotel Transylvania, all of them, Twitches 1 and 2, Haunted Mansion, all of the Modern Family Halloween episodes. They're so fucking funny. And if you go on Hulu or Disney Plus, which apparently their prices have been raised, fun fact, they have the specific Halloween and fall section for all the shows and movies. I'm sure Netflix does too, but I'm not a big Netflix girly, okay? I'm sure HBO Max has it too, all of the streaming services, which don't even get me on the topic of streaming services. And in Disney Plus, I've also noticed they have, like, in their little Halloween section, all of the Hannah Montana, Sweet Life of Zack and Cody, That's So Raven, all of those shows of the Halloween episodes. So you can just like find them all at once. Now that I have, you know, truly experienced fall, other than like being a child in Ohio, fall fashion is it, bitches. But guess what? We're also gonna embrace the Adam Sandler vibes. It is Adam Sandler weather where you can dress like a slob and not be judged, but also we can keep it cute. We can make it cute. We can elevate it. We can, you know, elevate it with some accessories. Whatever the fuck you want. Now, as most of us know, I am someone that has struggled with body issues, eating issues, and just like, you know, falling down that slippery slope. It has been something that I am so proud of myself because I've probably healed a good portion of that part of me. But we're going to enter into a little heartwarming chit chat. So, obviously, a little trigger warning. If you've ever experienced any feelings surrounding body image or just the pressure to have society's standard of a perfect body, then you are no stranger to feeling overwhelmed when it starts to get colder and the food somehow gets more, dare I say, delicious. Actually, yes, it is more fucking delicious. It's more hearty. It's more just filling and yummy because it's cold. For example, like I just said earlier, the coffee from Starbucks, the coffees that come out with the holiday vibes and the seasonal menus at restaurants and fast food places and just everywhere, they are 10 times more delicious. And at that rate, 10 times more unhealthy, fattening, sugary, whatever. But you have to allow yourself to indulge in the things that you like. Allow yourself to enjoy the season. It is called seasonal for a reason, meaning it's not going to be here forever. So allow yourself to indulge, okay? Now, I'm not saying eat it 5 times a day, drink it 5 times a day, but if you want it on a random fucking Wednesday and you're trying to only drink it on the weekends, get it on the random Wednesday, bitch, because in 2 months, it's gonna be gone. Or in my case, in less than a month, it's gonna be gone. And then you can go back to your boring whatever the fuck you get usually. As I mentioned, I love these Pillsbury holiday cookies. Now, of course, I'm gonna stock up on them when I see the seasonal ones, but when it's like March, I'm not gonna be buying those cookies. I'm probably gonna have something else that I want. Or even June or July, I'm probably gonna want like a froyo or be out at the beach and like when the ice cream man goes by, get some of the ice cream. Or I don't know, Chick-fil-A has that really delicious lemon chicken salad with that delicious dressing. And I guarantee you, I'm gonna want that over the apple cider donuts that I have been having the last few days when we went to this extremely cute little place that Anthony went to growing up. So I feel like we spend so many, you know, days of the warm months being like, oh, I can't wait for fall. I can't wait for winter. But that when it's here, we don't allow ourselves to enjoy it for whatever fucking reason. One thing about me, bitch, I love all the fun apple and pumpkin flavored desserts. Truly, give me anything chocolatey, peppermint, and mocha, especially once Halloween is over. But something about eating a pumpkin pie or an apple pie. Okay, apple pies, I think you can get year round, but they just be hitting in the burr months. Or drinking an extremely sweet hot chocolate loaded with marshmallows and like a little candy cane to stir it around. You're not going to be doing that probably mid-January through August. So allow yourself to enjoy the tasty treats that the holidays and the burr months bring, okay? I know I've said that like 5 times now, but it is so fucking true. Stop waiting for, like, I don't know, for you to feel your best to where you're like, okay, now I can have a loaded hot cocoa. No, do it now. It's not going to, like, if you're on a weight loss journey, it's not gonna set you like a million miles back. You need to allow yourself to indulge in things that make you happy and that you look forward to because that's what makes life worth living. I love that once it turns the corner from like July, I know all of the fun seasonal things are coming, but I hate the feeling of like when Christmas is over, you've opened your last gift, there's like nothing more because you know you spend all year round, basically from January 1st, being like, okay, what's my Christmas list gonna be? What do I want for next year? I want to set things in place so that I always have something to look forward to. You know what I mean? I hate that feeling of like when the holiday is over and you get like the post-holiday blues, which is kind of like seasonal depression. And I really, now that I'm thinking about it, I did experience that as a kid because my birthday is in November and usually like falls in between all the holidays. And I just, you know, when you're a little kid, you don't know how to rationalize all of your emotions. You just don't. You are constantly feeling things. You are taking on the feelings that you're seeing the adults, you know, have in your life. Obviously, the holidays are stressful, confusing, a lot's going on. Maybe there's some grief. Maybe there's just, you know, a lot of expectations that maybe don't get met. There's a lot of, you know, things that people might want from you, whether if it's you being physically there, or you showing up, or you like getting them something. There are a lot of expectations, and a lot of, you know, with expectations comes excitement and disappointment, right? So when you're a little kid, it's kind of hard to figure out what exactly is going on. And I definitely would feel that when I was a kid. I just thought it was 'cause like, okay, I wait all year long for my birthday, and then it's like everything is, not even to sound like materialistic or shallow, but like once everything is over, it's like, okay, now I have to wait to go through the next like 7 months to experience all the joy again. And I don't want to feel like that. You know what I mean? I want to have things set in place to where I can have things to look forward to. So, with that being said, if you guys relate to any of this, just know you are never alone and we're going to have the best thought daughter fall ever and the best November, the best December and the best 2025, which sounds disturbing for me to say out loud, but I had great feelings about me turning 25, which was the year of, you know, the end of 2023 through 2024. Now I'm turning 26, which what the fuck is going on, bitch? But I do have, you know, great feelings. I love an even number year. 2024 summer, as I said, gave 2016 energy, and I'm excited to see what 2025 brings. If it gives 2017, that's great because that was the year that I graduated high school and I was going to college, and there was a lot of new beginnings. So, you know, maybe that will mean a lot of new beginnings for me, which is always exciting. Thank you guys so much for tuning in and listening. As always, you are the fucking best. Hope you have an amazing rest of your day. I hope you have something fun planned for the weekend. You are loved, you're needed, you're wanted, you're so full of purpose, and you will always have a place here at It's Nap Time. I hope you enjoyed your nap time. I love you so much. Please give the podcast a 5-star rating and review if you haven't already. Subscribe, or yeah, I'm pretty sure it's subscribe on Spotify or follow us, whatever. Whatever the little button is to stay notified of the podcast. My socials are at It's Nap Time Podcast on TikTok and Instagram and Natalie X Palak on TikTok and Instagram. I love you so much, and I'll talk to you next week, besties. Bye.